More than 150 people filled the tables in the high school to join a group of local singers for Alaska's flag song and to celebrate their state pride. Julie Rowland and Katie Ann Hewling enjoyed food and conversation in the room bedecked with Alaska's flags.
And I think it's the best place in the world to live. And I'm just proud of my state. That's why I'm here to celebrate.
I came out because I've always been proud of the state of Alaska. And one of the things that makes me maddest is actually when people forget that Alaska is a state. So you should see that sometime if you like watching people blow up. But I came because Alaska's important to me.
And it's really funny to go down south and say, I ride a polar bear to school and they believe me. It's so funny.
John Hett said Alaska seemed like a strange, impossible place to people in the lower 48 50 years ago as well, when he was a boy back in Kansas.
And I remember joking about driving an old tractor which would travel 6 miles an hour in high gear as fast as it would go. And we was going to come to Alaska and homestead.
Now he's a farmer in Palmer, living his Alaska dream. But community member Shar Griswold said the statehood was not a dream for all Alaskans.
Here in Unalaska, I asked my mom about it, and she says some people do not want it. Some people look at the hard times we had being under Russia. And we always hear how bad it was to be under Russia when they came. But I talked to some of the old-timers, she said, and they say it was so much worse when the Americans came. A shock to me.
Unalaska was a very different place 50 years ago, explained Griswold and Rafina Shishnikov.
Back in those days, you're not going to believe this, but we threw our garbage on the front beach. All of our garbage went right on the front beach. Most of it got washed out, but some of it didn't.
We had one plane a week, one mailboat a month. Our produce that would come in on the mailboat would be slimy lettuce.
People had credit at the grocery store because there was no money, so the storekeepers were so good to the people here when there were no jobs and no money. They always made sure that the families with children had milk and food for the children.
Our Christmas trees would come in October, and they'd have to last till Christmas, and they looked pretty bad.
Our fire department was a bucket brigade.
Alaska officially became the 49th state on January 3, 1958. As Mayor Shirley Marquardt explained to the crowd, getting there involved struggles against the U.S. Congress, who wanted Alaska to remain a territory. But Alaskans pushed on and wrote one of the best state constitutions in the Union.
And the other states, their constitutions were made up of people. The people who wrote them were lawyers, 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 and more lawyers. But the Alaska state constitution was written by miners, fishermen, nurses, teachers, homemakers, meteorologists, men and women from all across the state who came to the Constitution Convention.
She said it was the regular folk and our natural resources that shaped our state, our government, and our community today. The 50th anniversary celebrations will continue in July. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.